You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. 96.5 The Fan. Find us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter. Like and subscribe, and everything moves to the top, so you don't have to search for it. You can put it on your TV, you can put it on your phone, do whatever you need to do. Download the app, tell your friends.
Has the tush push passed yet?
They're voting on it today, man, and it's gonna cause a rift in the NFL.
It really is. This is a bad deal. This is like voting for something and not knowing what you voted for, and then they implement it, and you're like, I didn't vote for that. Like Trey Smith pushing dudes down the field is done.
It's over. Yes, some of the best runs ever are going to be done. Now, Dan Arcidi said an hour ago it is probably going to pass.
Yep. In fact, I have that tweet up here. It says, hours away from the owner's vote surrounding the future of the tush push, I'm told both of the league's competition players' health and safety committees have voted to ban the play despite the Eagles' best efforts, and the tush push is likely on its way out, sources say. I also like what Field Yates had to say because it makes a whole lot of sense. I really like what Field Yates has to say most of the time. But he did say that there are two reasons why I don't agree with the tush push being banned. One, there is no data or any sort of significant statistic that shows that players are being injured or in such, it is affecting players in a way that the tush push does by itself. The other thing is one team found a wrinkle in the system, succeeded, nobody else can do it at that level, so they just don't think it's fair. Either way, I don't think it's a good look to ban the tush push. In my opinion, that's what I believe, because when you have this sort of situation come around the NFL, when it looks like one team is doing something better than the other and everybody votes against it again, the last time it was tabled was when it was 16-16. They now reassess in these next few days in Minneapolis. It looks like it's going to get banned, which means it looks like there's going to be some other things as well that will be banned with it, as well as, like we had mentioned earlier, when Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco have gotten past the line of scrimmage and they keep rumbling and stumbling and bumbling, as Chris Berman would say, and here comes Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey, pushed him like he's a car stuck in snow. Good for you if you get the reference. And then they keep going four or five more yards. That will also be banned.
It's all
and
done.
The result will be a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. Could you imagine getting a 10-yard penalty on a big play like that where you picked up the third down and the pile gets pushed and then you didn't pick up the third down because of penalty and now you have to punt? Again, I can't reiterate enough how ignorant a rule change this is in the NFL. Now, in 2005, they started to allow you to push the pile. Before 2005, you weren't able to push the pile. They got rid of that rule. I don't even remember them doing that. It just kind of disappeared. And you were able to push the pile and do all that kind of stuff. And it's been fine. If you want to outlaw the tush push, then ban the tush push alone. But they know that wasn't going to be enough to get the votes passed. I mean, we see this all the time in politics, right? Load up the bill with a bunch of stuff that's going to please somebody in the hinterlands to get something in the city bill, right? It happens all the time in politics. And that's kind of what it sounds like is going on in the NFL right now. They loaded it up and they said, we'll ban all this, but only if we ban all these other plays. And I mean, I don't like that. If you're talking about player safety, that's up to the referee to blow the whistle and to blow the play dead. And until he does so, you should be able to do what you want to move that play forward. And so I think this is going to be one of those deals that gets talked about the entire next year. Next year, we will be talking about this, criticizing this move, discussing plays that get whistled and called back because of this. It's going to be another judgment call in the hands of the officials. And you know what happens when humans get to have judgment calls on things that never works out the way you want it to. So I hate this. I absolutely hate this. I also hate banning things and changing rules because somebody's good at it and not everybody else is. That's not a proper way to live in society. It's a meritocracy. Figure it out.
They can go themselves. The tush push is here to stay. They can't get by us. That's why they're jealous of it.
Every other team tries it. They can't do it. There's only one team that can. The Birds.
Back to 1950s, they've been tush and push. Stone Ages, they've been tush and push.
If you're from the Midwest and you're sad about it, then just be sad about being from the Midwest.
The tush push is a real football play, and they know we're going to have a three-peat if they don't ban the tush push.
So the Chiefs are the blame?
Well,
the
I hope they're talking about the Green Bay Karens on this
three
one.
Three-peat would be
that's,
the Chiefs.
That's definitely them, yeah.
Midwest is Wisconsin?
Yeah, because they're the ones who wanted this ban. The Green Bay Karens have decided they are going to take their silver minivan out, their Kim Crawford and their Stanleys, and go and scream at the manager until they get what they want. That's exactly
they can go
what they're doing.
Themselves.
Great parenting.
We've been tush and push.
Yeah.
We've been push and tush.
This is the Stone Age?
Yeah, the Stone Age, yeah. You've been doing it for like 3 years and been great at it. And I tip my cap to them for being great at something nobody else is great at.
Mm-hmm.
It's no reason to ban it.
Imagine if Mahomes made like three more completions with his left hand. If a quarterback is right-handed, he cannot throw with his left hand.
They can go f*** themselves.
I mean, you're not far off from that being the next thing. I mean, we allow something like this to happen. Literally, every year like
the
now.
The quarterback must be looking at his wide receiver when he throws it to that wide receiver. He cannot look at somebody else and throw the ball.
Right.
That's something that he's better at than anybody else.
Right.
The tush push is banned because of player safety?
No, it's not. Because, again, as you mentioned with Field Yates, there is no evidence at all that there are injuries because of this play. You can't have this this player safety crap and fall back on it when you decide you want to fall back on it. You're either 100% for player safety or you're not. And we know you're not. We don't care. We're fans. We like this, right? Mm-hmm. Football players know what they're getting into. Eric Winston said it as we played earlier.
Yeah, he said this.
They can go f*** themselves.
Yeah, but we know what football players are getting into. They know they're putting their bodies on the line. They're making a big check because of it. It's occupational hazards. We all have them, right?
Yeah.
And that's the situation that we're in right now with all of this. And so we've got to stop banning things in life when it makes other people uncomfortable. Sometimes being uncomfortable is the most comfortable position you can be in. They say it's comfortable to be uncomfortable. Figure out a way to stop it. It's not like Philadelphia is just running that play down the field. They're doing it, what, three times a game or something like that, where they're doing the tush push? Grow up, be a man, and figure out a way to stop it. And if you can't, don't let them be in that position where they're using the tush push.
Somebody brings up an example of this kind of in last year where the big topic in the offseason was the hip drop tackle.
Yes.
Do you remember off the top of your head any sort of moment in the NFL where there was a flag call because of a hip drop tackle? Because I can't specifically name one moment. I'm sure it happened.
I'm sure it did.
But that's the argument of the text line. It's like, do you guys think it would be rarely called just kind of like the hip drop tackle? I don't know. I just don't remember it.
How many hip drop penalties were called? I'm sure we could look that up in 2 seconds and find that. But
And again, somebody on the text line, two people. Didn't Chris Jones F his neck up with a tush push? There's no statistical evidence that he did it on that play.
Right.
It could have been the play before. It could have been the play after. There's no evidence that says, yes, there's the photo where he's sideways. And everyone's like, well, after the play, he was sore. It could have been from the play before.
We don't know
that.
When that happened.
There's, again, it's the wording. There's no statistical evidence or data that says a certain player or players have been hurt. Yes, we can go to the New Heights podcast and Jason Kelsing and be like, dude, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. My back after that play, it sucks. There was no evidence that it was. You also play in the league
for 12 years,
and you're a center. Yeah. So, again, I don't know. I mean, look, it's very clear that Philadelphia found something and they've done it and they've had it and they've perfected it. And now everyone is annoyed of it.
Right.
Right. So
at least Belichick just cheated, you know, like he didn't have any rules changes when all, well, the Tuck rule, I guess, was changed. But I hate this. I hate the rule change. I think it's stupid. I think it's weak. I think it's very sad. I think it's just another way to try to, you know, take something away from this game and blame, you know, safety of players and whatnot. Because again, it's not just the tush push that's being banned. Any sort of pushing players down the field, and we've seen Trey make a living at that, is no longer allowed in the NFL.
Right. We'd mentioned moments matter because over the weekend, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in their battle of team versus team and what we saw on Saturday at 2:30 pulled a higher rating than Juan Soto making his return to New York on Sunday night baseball.
100,000 more people watched the WNBA than watched the Mets and Yankees. And the interesting thing about that was the Mets and Yankees got the highest rating on Sunday Night Baseball since 2018. So people were there for that game. They were just there in a bigger number for this Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark rivalry that is going on between, you know, an average at best basketball player and the greatest women's basketball player that we've ever seen. And so people are there for that because it's drama, it's exciting, it's engaging, it's entertaining. Caitlin Clark is awesome to watch, and you know that there's going to be some kind of fisticuffs with her and Angel Reese. So you tune in for that. It's a moment. And I've realized over the last, I don't know, probably five, maybe longer than that, years, the American sports fan, I think really probably since COVID, maybe this has been kind of the, or maybe even before that, you know, the American sports fan isn't here for your regular season stuff, right? They're just not. But if you give the American sports fan events, moments, and reasons to come to the TV and to come to your games, they are going to do that. WNBA highest television ratings, I think, since the year 2000, which is basically all time for that league. Sunday Night Baseball, best rating since 2018 with the Subway Series. People want that. Mm-hmm. And to even take it one step further with Major League Baseball, it was the best weekend attendance pre-Memorial Day in 13 years, most watched Sunday night game in 7 years. MLB on Fox viewership was up 74%. The second most watched day ever on MLB.tv. Merchandise sales up 45% this past weekend. And social media views were up 42%. That's because Major League Baseball did rivalry weekend. They gave everybody something that they wanted. Cardinals, Royals, Mets, Yankees, you know, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, whatever rivalry game that was. You know, you saw it all over baseball. Houston versus, you know, Texas. And you also had the LA series. People like that kind of stuff. That's what sports needs to do more of. And that's why the NFL is successful, because every game is an event. You know, it's once a week. Every game is an event. And sports has to trend in that direction to make their regular season games events. Because when they do, Americans will show up in big numbers.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough last night to have the NBA TV channel. It comes with the cable package that I have. But, I mean, I watched that game. Mm-hmm. It was at 6 o'clock. That's a fine time.
I put a little of it on until I realized I can't watch these lanes. Like, I don't know what those big Cheez-Its were for the lanes for that court last night. That was brutal on the eyes.
Right. Stanley Kubrick came up with the design for that. But, no, and again, of course, like, obviously put a little bit of change on the game to gamble for Caitlin Clark. But it was interesting to watch because, for me, when you say moments – sometimes moments get drawn out by anticlimactic theater, right? We've never watched a Chiefs-Bills game where we're like, damn, that sucked.
Right,
that
was they boring, always right? deliver, yeah.
Which, to take a little bit of a backseat to the tush push, if the tush push is outlawed last year, that 4th-and-1 play with Josh Allen, where he got or didn't get the first down, is a 10-yard penalty the other way for the Bills. Because they are pushing him. That's a 10-yard penalty now.
Right, can't do that anymore.
So that now will affect Buffalo as well.
But I don't like that.
I know. Trust me, I'm with you.
Because it affects us too.
Right, no, I'm with you. But there was a moment, and I think I tweeted about it, which doesn't mean anything, but I was watching the game, and the whole game, the Fever were down. They were down, and Brittany Griner was just doing what she was doing on the floor. And all of a sudden, it was like, Caitlin Clark came out of nowhere, and it was two threes, back-to-back, nothing but net from distance, and it was a two-point game. And it was like, here comes the Caitlin Clark show. That's what those type of athletes do in those moments, and those moments will continue to grow because I think she's played 45 games in the NBA, and she's tied with the most ever career double-doubles.
Yeah, yeah.
45 games.
Yeah.
Right?
She's doing Mahomes things on steroids, you know?
And that's how it starts, is that – you have a couple of moments and people are all of a sudden in on it, not in on it. It started with her at Iowa. And there were games and, of course, the Final Four against Angel Reese. And then that, you know, matchup where Angel Reese is, you know, pointing her finger for the national title. And then you move that to another year at Iowa where people start to watch and, hey, this girl from Iowa is awesome. Like, yeah, dude, you should have seen her last year. Now you've got two different, you know, fan bases there. Then they go to the league. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, first year was a little upsetting, didn't really have the whole thing. And then last night, the night or the game before, Saturday, 2:30, you're like, yeah, you know what? How many times in the past would you have said, you know what, I ain't got anything going on Saturday at 2:30. I'm just going to go to the park or do whatever. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here, I'm going to watch this game for a little bit, see if I get any action.
Never.
You got an action shot. You got the foul, you got the comment in the interview with Holly Rowe. And then last night, you got a 29 and 10 and 5 per performance from it. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to watch every game. We're not going to watch every single game outside of Kansas City fans. Everybody's not going to watch Mahomes versus Tennessee. But I can guarantee you, because of the proof that's been put in the pudding, every time Mahomes and Josh Allen are on TV, people will watch it because it always ends in some sort of controversy or it ends in some sort of heroic play. 13 seconds, the 4th and 1, the, you know, AFC where Josh Allen throws the football in that dude's face and a fight breaks out. All that sort of stuff. Mahomes can't win on the road. He goes to Buffalo, wins on the road. It always seems to be. Now, again, it's playoffs, but even in the regular season, you just never know. Kadarius Toney lines up offsides. Chiefs lose. Here's this whole Mahomes going nuts on the sideline.
When it's why CBS, you know, keeps that game. Like, they're not giving that game up for anything because you're right. They deliver every single time they play against each other. And Caitlin Clark's getting into that category. I feel bad for her to an extent because she's like Patrick Mahomes. She's like Bobby Witt Jr. She's like Shohei Ohtani. She's one of these stars now where if you go to a game or you watch a game, you expect a triple-double, and that's just not possible, right? You expect Ohtani to hit a home run if you go to a game in L.A. or, you know, to see Bobby Witt Jr. do something special or whoever the case may be, right? That's hard for an athlete to live up to that every single game. A lot of these folks do. I mean, Angel Reese. But Caitlin Clark has done a great job of living up to that and giving the fans something to cheer about, be excited about, and that's memorable every single time she's out there on the floor. So I think American sports fans, the times are changing. The owners need to realize that. I know it's a money grab for all of these just milquetoast not NFL, but like regular season baseball, basketball, hockey games. Mm-hmm. You've got to find a way to develop things around them. Rivalry weekend was great in baseball, right? Like, so what's next? Can we do the same with stars? Like, can we have stars weekend, like Ohtani versus Bobby Witt, and start creating stuff like that to get people excited about the sports? That's what you need to do. It's why the NBA created that in-season tournament. And you can say what you want about that in-season tournament, but that's kind of created a little bit of excitement during the mundane NBA regular season.
We enjoy watching that. Some people don't, or maybe all people don't, enjoy watching the Dallas Cowboys. Kurt Menefee said the Cowboys are the only team that fans still hate watch.
It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
I can. Okay. I don't hate watch. Like, I don't have the Cowboys on and be like, man, I hope they lose. I hate the Cowboys. They haven't been relevant for me.
Ever.
Well, I mean, when I was 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't remember
30,
that.
It's been 30 years. And the only thing I remember about it is that there was a Cowboys fan that we watched Super Bowl party at my dad's friend Mark's house that was a huge Cowboys fan. When the Bills came out, he had a little pop gun from Silver Dollar City, and he popped it every time a Bills starter was introduced. So I was like, ah, Dallas sucks. This guy's a fan. I don't like that.
Why was he doing that?
He's just a fan.
Cowboy thing.
Yeah, he was like, pop, pop, whatever. And so I remember that like it was yesterday. But
it's amazing the things you remember, right?
Right. I think I do personally hate watching the Broncos.
Do you?
I hope they lose every game. I can't stand them. I don't like them from childhood to now. And that's why when that block kick happened last year and you FaceTimed me with Ben Maurer, I'm like, dude, I don't care what they think of me right now. I'm doing exactly what I was going to do if they didn't call me. So I don't know if I necessarily hate watch Dallas, but I understand why people hate the fact that they're watching Dallas.
That's
if that
it.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Oh, hell yes. Like, that's where I am. Yes.
3:25 on Sunday. This is the game when I've got Baltimore and Cincinnati on the other side, and I have to watch on, you know, red zone only. I don't want to watch Dallas and, sorry, but the Giants.
Yeah.
I want to watch Cincinnati and Baltimore.
Right. No, exactly. I think you hate that Dallas is on. Like, yeah. If Dallas was back to their new, but Dallas, look, it still delivers, you know, from a TV product because you're
clearly.
Either, I mean, it's one of those teams that you're either rooting for or rooting against. I'll hate watch the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not going to lie about that. I'll hate watch that team all day. And I want to say that I hate watch Buffalo because I root for them to lose. But I mean, they're good, man. It's hard to hate Josh Allen, right? It's hard to hate a team like that that is winning and playing the game and having fun and doing their thing. It's a fun watch for Buffalo. I don't want them to win, but I don't hate watch them like I do the Dallas Cowboys or maybe the Cincinnati Bengals for that matter.
Mac, hit us with that breaking news that Schefter just said.
Adam Schefter, just in, Lions withdrew their playoff reseeding proposal.
Yeah, because it wasn't going to pass.
Goodell apparently liked it.
Goodell liked it, but none of the owners did. Wow. It was not going to pass. Woo. So instead of having failure, they just said, well, we'll pull it back and we'll not be embarrassed by that. But yeah, I saw this morning they said they didn't expect the playoff seeding to pass, which I think is a better rule change than the tush push.
No doubt. No doubt about
I mean,
that.
Sure. It's, no doubt about it, one. It's a like what is the
no? That's 100% accurate.
The NFL owners need to do a press conference after this one and tell us why they decided to do this and to make this decision, because I think they owe us an explanation on this. You had a great possible change in the playoff seating that I think a lot of people would have been on board with. I mean, I'm a fan of it, but I would have taken it one step further as we talked about eliminating divisions. But I haven't heard anybody from a sports fan's perspective be critical of the playoff format changing. Like, everybody's kind of on board for that. This tush-push thing, and maybe this is why the NFL's on top, it's divisive. And what are people going to be talking about and having conversations on in the middle of May? The tush push. There's not a game being played. The draft is in the rearview mirror. The schedule release has already happened. OTAs and mini camps haven't happened yet. Training camps are a while off. The NFL needs something. Let's ban the tush push and get people talking. But they really should be listening and deciding what to do based on what their fans want.
One of Jay Binkley's children are on the text line letting us know some numbers. Got the correct number here. 32 of 54 Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns have come from the tush push. That's 60%. The question they ask is, what kind of quarterback will Hurts be without that
play? And that's interesting, too. I mean, maybe that's
great text.
Take the day. and that's probably a reason Philly was against it. Not that it worked, but now, what's the alternative?
Because QB
nobody
sneak.
Nobody plans for the alternative. Yeah. Is that allowed anymore now?
Yes, QB sneak works. It works actually statistically better. Tom Brady's QB sneak's like 93%. I mean, it was just unbeatable. No one ever heard of
Mahomes 100%.
Yeah.
Literally. He did it one time and he got it.
He got the first down.
Matt Cotrero at 9 o'clock. Go ahead. You were going to say?
No, you're right. I mean, I'm just giving that look like it's hard to argue that. He did it one time, got it, it was work. Got hurt on the play, but what the hell, right? But I'm
speechless.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't.
It's just not fair. It's simply too good.
But what's going to happen next year? What are we going to ban next year? And then the next year, and eventually flag football isn't going to be in the Olympics. It's going to be what we watch on Sunday. And I'm not trying to be all Neanderthal, you know, get in your playbook type of guy. But each year, man, we are banning and changing things in a big way in this league.
I've said this from the beginning. The only way the NFL dies is from within.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're right.
They will kill themselves.
They will.
They will have a game every week in a foreign country. They will have it on different streaming devices. They will have so many different rule changes to eventually people will be like, this ain't the same.
Right.
And it will die out.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Just saying,
everything dies.
They will kill themselves from the inside.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.